This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
So this is one of those stories you obviously can't wrap up in just a minute. So we're going to take four more right now. Here for our weekly wrap of Wall Street and beyond, we've got Catherine Rampell of the New York Times. She's in our studios in New York City. Sudeep Reddy from the Wall Street Journal is down in Washington. Hey, guys.
Hey, Kai.
Hi.
Hey, so Catherine, let me ask you this, just to start on a positive note, if I might. The fact that the economy is strong enough now that 115,000 jobs is disappointing, isn't that a good thing, right? Because 6 months ago, we'd have been thinking this was great, 115.
Not really.
Oh,
six
come
months
on,
ago,
give it to me.
6 months ago, this is about where we were, actually. What's been disappointing is that for the last couple of years, and this year included, the year starts out with relatively strong growth, and then it kind of peters out. I mean, obviously, 115,000 jobs added is better than 115,000 jobs lost.
Yes.
But that's like saying, oh, it's better than a poke in the eye with a sharp stick.
Yeah, all right. So, Sudeep, give me some love here. Are you buying that or what?
Well, in some ways, yes. Right. You have to remember in January 2009, the worst month for the job market that we've seen in a long time, the economy lost 818,000 jobs in a single month. So we're far, far, far away from that kind of a disastrous performance. But we've settled into this new period of persistent mediocrity in a way, where we're barely treading water, and it seems to be continuing at this same pace, and it just doesn't leave much hope for people who are looking for work and on the sidelines.
Yeah, which gets us to this thing that Amy brought up in her spot, Catherine, the labor force participation rate. Explain to me in layman's terms why that is so significant in this report.
It's significant because typically when the economy is getting better, when it's adding jobs, people who had previously given up looking for work, who were sitting on the sidelines, say, hey, you know what, maybe there are opportunities for me, and they jump back into the labor force. We're actually seeing the opposite. People are dropping out. They're, for whatever reason, and it's very unclear why. I mean, some economists will tell you, well, this is part of a longer-term trend. People are aging. We have many baby boomers who are entering their retirement years. But it's not totally accounted for by that. You have a lot of younger workers who are dropping out, middle-aged workers who are dropping out. And if this isn't a fluke, we don't know, that could represent that, you know, more people are giving up.
Right. Okay, Sudeep, we have, if I'm counting right, five more of these monthly reports before Election Day. The American economy is an intractable beast, very tough to move. Is anything really going to change, do you think? Can it change?
It's very unlikely that anything's going to change for the better, and that's the problem. We're stuck in this very slow growth period right now, and the really troubling thing is we're having this kind of moderate, middling growth when conditions abroad are relatively calm. Europe hasn't blown up despite its many troubles. Iran hasn't become a crisis. Oil prices haven't shot up to $150 or $200 a barrel. Mm-hmm. All of the weakness we're seeing, the slow growth we're seeing in the U.S. is when things are abroad are okay. And we've seen in the last 2 years that things abroad can get not okay very, very quickly.
Yeah, in a big bad hurry. So, Catherine, I mean, is there anything that can happen in Washington that's going to turn this around? Forget the politics of this for a second, because if the politics were fine, it would have been fixed. But what could conceivably be done? Anything?
Well, I think the politics, you can't throw aside the politics.
Yeah,
it's
know,
like saying without the rain, it's dry out. So there's disagreement amongst economists about what would and would not work. I would say that kind of the mainstream view is that at the very least, you want to avoid cutting more government jobs. You want to avoid cutting government spending, which has been happening.
Mm-hmm.
Even more so, probably what you'd want to do is some kind of stimulus package, whether it means more funds for the states that are laying off workers or some kind of massive jobs program. I mean, you can think about all sorts of different iterations of government intervention.
Yeah. Well,
unlikely.
Yeah, well, exactly. So on the political side, but Sudeep, very quickly, let me ask you about the Federal Reserve and quantitative easing and this idea that maybe there's something else the Fed can do. And when I say quickly, by the way, I mean quickly.
It's entirely possible that the Fed could respond to something like this. The more we get weak numbers, then the more the Fed will be inclined to at least talk about what it will do.
Yeah.
And just the talk about what the Fed will do might actually provide some support for the economy by pushing interest rates down even lower and providing at least some kind of a modest boost to the stock market. And that could be important going into the fall.
All right. We'll see what happens. Sudeep Reddy at the Wall Street Journal. He's in Washington. Catherine Rampell from the New York Times. She was at the New York Times, I'm told, not in our studios. Guys, have a good weekend.
Thanks, Kai.
You too.
All right, see you.